Dạy vợ bé, dù mẹ, để chịu nuôi mình bạn bè.
What the? What would you, how would you call a chicken and say if you were feeding
them?
Chick,
chick, chick, chick. Okay.
And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Hitch them up.
Uh-huh. Any other expression?
Harness, I guess,
into harness. And when you're riding a horse, the things you got your feet in?
Stirrups.
Uh-huh. And if you're plowing with two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow? Or would you have a name for him?
Honey, I don't reckon. I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
little ways.
Okay. And say if you had been traveling and still had, well, say if you had taken a trip and you stopped somewhere for lunch, you might tell the others now, we can't stay here long, we still have a...
long way to go.
Okay. And if something's real common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just
most
about
anywhere.
Okay. And someone slipped and fell over this way, you say fell over...
backward.
And this way would be...
forward.
Huh?
Forward.
Okay. And, say if I ask you, since you've been fishing and I ask you if you caught anything, you might say, no, a one, no.
Not a one.
Did you ever say nary?
Nary one, yeah, that's who gives up. Nary a fish, I heard you say it.
Would you say that yourself?
No, no. Not a one, I'd say.
Nary is more old-fashioned?
Oh, yes. Because they'd say nary for a lot of things. Like
and
if you got this or that, no, I'm not got nary one. Something like that.
Did you ever hear airy for any?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
But you wouldn't say that?
No, we don't say that. Ain't got airy, airy. That sounds stupid, don't it? It did to them though, did it?
Yeah. I think Mr.
Bliss
still...
does he?
So,
he might do. He might do.
Say, if you'd cut all the hay off a piece of land and that same year, same season, enough came up so you could cut it again, would you have a name for that?
Another crop.
Uh-huh.
Another crop that come up, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Volunteer. They call it a volunteer crop.
You mean, was a volunteer crop something that hadn't been planted, you mean?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, have you ever heard any other names besides volunteer?
Like seed?
Huh? Now, what else wanted to... Mr. Glisson mentioned stubble, like stubble potatoes.
Stubble?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that?
No. Oh. Draw? Hmm? Draw potatoes, I've heard about that.
What's that?
That's the one that's all... they'll plant and get their vines off to plant.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he knows.
I wasn't sure. It sounded like it was the same thing as a volunteer crop, the stubble potatoes, but I never heard that before.
I don't figure that in that, honey. Because, you know, he was way back from me.
Yeah. He is.
Way back from me.
Say, a queen is tied up into a...
bundle.
Uh-huh. And then the bundles are piled up into a...
I reckon they'd say stag, wouldn't it? Because, I don't know what I'd say because I don't know much about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine, because they usually say stags.
Uh-huh.
You got change?
Just a minute.
I want to get some water. Do you want some? I got some cool water in the icebox.
Yeah.
I'll bring some. I'll have to come in here if I can get up. I ain't that old now. I've just been here a long time. used to.